Hello, you're live on the Freaker's Ball with Grimnir and Moose Girl.
Hey, Grimnir Moose Girl.
Hey, Vinny, Vinny.
How you guys doing this evening?
Oh, pretty well. How about you?
Pretty good. Not, I haven't been able to hear all the broadcasts tonight, background noise, so I feel like I'm going to lean forward. But I wanted to call in and give a little update where the Tier 3 Bundy trial was at and a little bit of past and some about some interaction to Twitter with Hal. And I had a guy I started with last night and finally ended up with him sometime today. But, you know, it became quite clear that, you know, he wasn't interested in discussion, but demand orientated language, you know, wanting to make it a debate instead of a discussion. But so, Hal, I know you're listening. I hope Sunday that you'll be able to outline some more on how to affect the quo warranto, how to challenge a court in that jurisdiction. Unfortunately, I think most of it will land on deaf ears. I know I'll try to reach out to Sugar Pine Mine and also during the Malheur Wildlife or the Harney County Resource Center, which would have renamed. But so anyways, we've ended the second retrial. That's just the first round of trials. There's three rounds. The next one, which they keep setting off for Cliven and Brian, his son, Ammon, his son, and Pete Santilli. So I think their trial was already supposed to have started like you know, earlier in the year, like maybe June. They keep pushing it off. They're holding these guys without trial. Now, the last round, there was no guilty charges. Nobody was found guilty. They were hung on, I believe, four or six counts with Eric Parker and Scott Drexler. Everybody else was found guilty except for the two previous fellows that in the first trial. So anyways, that we're going to let them out. Though the prosecutor there, he even went to shaking and having a fit, calling Eric Parker a coward, a slithering coward, several times. Just a big emotional outburst. I'm really glad to, like in Oregon in the first trial up there, the jury was able to see through the bias from the judge and how they're handling the prosecution. Of course, all parties are, you know, work for the state, including the defense attorney. So, of course, that's a problem and a truly a fair trial to start with. But when you get a Obama appointee with the obvious left leanings and an agenda, now, for some folks that commented, I want you to realize that there's more to and the wildlife and stuff. It's a land grab by federal, well, the corporatocracy, and that's being used for collateral and the debt, and then also many and of course this isn't the right word resources because they're finite, but they're there, but they're taken from the land and production. And then we go to private property rights. We have this big old discussion, that's kind of a nice word for it, between the left and the right, communists and Nazis, and so much is lost. So everybody feels like they've got to take a stand and take a side. And I think so much is being missed. So unfortunately, the guy I was engaged with in conversation for many, many hours and longer than I would normally, you know, have patience and tolerance for. But the guy, and I knew he would, he showed his colors. He just wants to be right. There's no desire to, you know, analyze true information. That you've got to look where you've got to, where you came from, where you're at, to be able to fully understand that. And like I said, I hope Hal is going to be covering that. So I know we're running short on time, but I just wanted to call in and quick update.
All right, no, that's great information. I read, I think it was today, that They were gonna, even though they've lost twice, the state's lost twice, they're still gonna go after them again, try and get them on any little thing they could, and all the nasty things they've done throughout the trial, and suppressing evidence, and just suppressing basic testimony, and they still lost. They've done everything they could to nail everybody to the wall, and they can't get them there. And they're pissed off
That's
about
right.
that. And just a bunch of scumbags, this state, or all states. But, so, I mean,
something else though important. They weren't allowed to have any mention of why they were there. So it goes to state of mind. So state of mind was allowed for prosecution, but not for defense. And Eric Parker was thrown off the stand. Nobody was even allowed to testify in front of the jury for the defense. They didn't even give a closing statement, which was would have kind of a mute point, figuratively and literally, I guess, nearly, that is, being bound and gagged. Eric Parker, that is. So Dan Love, he was the agent in charge. For the listeners, use your search engine and look for Dan Love. Very corrupt. He's a typical bully. He's the face of a terrorist. And so for the face of true terrorism, I won't say Google. Just did. Dan Love. What a name for a guy so full of hate. Anyways, they wouldn't allow any mention of him and all his corruption, stealing evidence and so forth. The mob, I think all these guys in prison should probably let out with an apology compared to the true thugs and pirates and government.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, well, hey, thanks, and thanks, Moosey, and hello, everybody.
Well, let me get your take on this Arpaio thing.
Okay, well, I know if I was in jail, I sure wouldn't want to have been there, and what is that? Mariposa County, I believe, but Rapo. Obvious. He probably needs to be tried with the guys in Guantanamo Bay. The guys are doing the torturing and stuff like that. I see mentioned it called on a concentration camps, and that may probably be a kind word. I know the conditions there, 100 and up to 20 some odd degrees in the desert out there in tents, and eating rotten food, green bologna, moldy bread, and I believe I can't tell you the calorie count, but however much of that you could consume, and that lends to racketeering and so forth inside the prisons. Have I still got you? I didn't lose you, did I?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. The phone made a funny vibrate. So, yeah, he's, he's the same guy that ran concentration camps in Germany and Russia. The same type of fella, as far as I'm concerned. And Trump, under pressure from, I guess, the extreme right, where he holds some power base, probably pressured him. This guy's a hero. He's like this guy that, a little dog setting traps for people coming across from Mexico. Evil, very evil.
All right, good. That's what I wanted to get from you, just to find out what you. I mean, because I see these people pop up on my Twitter timeline saying, "Oh, great thing they let this scumbag, he got his pardon." And it's like, how can anybody think this guy was good? Horrible person, and so I guess for Trump he's fine, he's all good.
Well, there's a lot of Trump supporters, and people are unfortunately gravitating to far left and far right because of the issues of the day, and that's being pumped out there and paid for by the likes of Soros and all the other foundations and whatever. There's plenty of them. So there's a definite agenda in it. It's very disheartening to find so many people, especially that I work with in media, falling for it to either side. Now, Facebook, I've been defriended by several stream on both sides. Some people I've worked with and had a lot of respect for gone. Well, that's fine. I sure ain't preaching hate, and I don't know how anybody would take that. And I would say, hey, if Nazis want to march in the street, that's their business. If you want to be a communist and do the same. But when you, and like Moosey was saying earlier, when you pit the two groups against each other, you're going to have an expected outcome. So no big surprise. And if you fall in either camp, and Julieta, for you, you say you're anti-fascist. Well, I think we all are. I'm certainly probably anti-fascist.
You would hope.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
who's pro-fascist? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. And the buddies, and like you made a point of on the post, yes, they are anti-fascist too. Fascism, of course, is corporatocracy. It's nothing new. Through lobby and the powers that be, they manipulate the system for their own good. Everybody thinks that they're working for them. Hoorah, government's here to save us now. Golly, what can I say?
Yeah.
Take a closer look?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Anyway, that's, a great distraction because you don't really hear too much about all the crap that was going on before that. Now that's all gone out of the way.
Shared that earlier and stuff happened. We're just going, the same type. I don't care, fascist or communist, whatever. It's both give you the same results in the end, and that's going to be millions and millions and millions of people dead, and it's not going to be pretty.
Right. Yeah, right. Whatever. It don't matter what label you want to stick on it, whether you want to call it democracy or a republic, as long as you allow the state to be the decider of things, people are going to die.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, enough of that.
Well, thanks for taking my call. And so I'm here in Cali. I've got tons and tons of pictures that I just really ain't got around to putting up. But I'll be in Vegas here in a couple of weeks, be at my brother's. He has some projects that he wants me to help him work on. And so I'm going to be doing that and posting pictures from all the way back into Tennessee. That I've not put up in some videos, and hopefully I'll do that. Now, the September, the third retrial begins, so I will be there and down at the federal courthouse and doing some coverage down there.
Great.
Yeah. But anyways, let me get off, and thanks for taking my call, Graham. Big shout out to Solo Man, our very own Solomon. We love and miss you, and we really appreciate when we can hear from you. And thanks again, Hal, for I know you put a lot of time in on dealing with this dweeb on Twitter, too. So, yeah. Hopefully, and a big shout out to the Range Reporter, Free Range Reporter. We're getting a lot of engagement there. So, kind of playing how the social media works. I would suggest maybe some more likes, just as to how some more likes on some of the interaction and retweets, and then of course the solution in there. Excuse me for the what's being presented there. So getting yourself circulated more is basically the point I'm saying here. Interact with some of the people. Free range is a good outlet. A lot of like-minded people as far as wanting to understand production and so forth on the land and rights. So, anyways, we're all hooked up here, Free Range, and Hal, myself in interaction. And so just, you know, keep looking where we can engage each of us. You know, if you don't know what to do, ask somebody.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure somebody will be glad to help.
Sure, sure. All right, man. Thank you for calling in. Good to hear that things are going all right, and you'll be out there with your buddy in Vegas soon. Brother, in Vegas soon.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll get some good reporting out.
Thanks. Thanks. Thank you, Lucy. Bye, everybody in chat. I'll see you in chat.